Hey everyone, what's up? Welcome back to Rupees Over Ramen, the show where we talk about animation, creativity, creative process, and tons of other nerdy stuff. So I'm out on a late night walk. Saw like a flashing light, like in the, like with foliage all around it. It reminded me of Studio Ghibli. That was pretty cool. And it just was making me think about how your life and the things around you inspire your art. They inspire your writings. They inspire your story and the things that you could create. Even if you're not a creative person, they inspire the way that you think. They can influence the way that you think, which it's been a little bit and I'm getting back at it. I was like, hey, I need to go for a walk. It's good to go outside and just walk amongst your environment, the place where you live, and just take it all in. Be in a different space, different headspace. Be in a different environment and just be able to see things in a different way. Like late at night, I found this out kind of because of my brother. It makes sense, but a lot of times there'll just be tons of green lights because there's no cars going super late at night. So it's just kind of like this weird, eerie green glow that you got going on as you're walking around. Hey, Dallin. Dallin's actually out for a run, just passed by him. But yeah, there's so many things like seeing the stars each night. Sometimes we get so caught up in the hustle or just going to work and keeping it going that we forget to look up at the stars because you're too busy going to your next place, or forget to smell the flowers or touch the grass, appreciate like a motorcycle just riding by. It's pretty cool. And I find that those things inspire me, and like the things I like to draw, they all have a connection to different stories in my life, different moments in my life. And I think that's how it is for all of us. So like you can look through your life and the moments of your life and see things that inspire you and that mean something to you and put that into your art, put that into your story, even if it's in a small way. It doesn't take a ton of effort just putting that in, but putting that in allows you to connect so much more to your audience, to the people that you're talking to. And it's now been a while after watching Across the Spider-Verse. But it was so good. It was so good. And some of the things that, without trying to spoil it too much, because there might still be those of you that haven't seen it yet. And if you haven't, go check it out. I highly recommend it. But one of the things that really impressed me was the love and emotion and character and story and like relatability that was put into the characters. And talking to people and the cultures that they're from and putting that into the character, like with Spider-Man India, and just like putting in these things that someone can relate to, and it just makes it so much of a deeper and more meaningful story than just like some blockbuster movie. But it still does super well because of that connection. I think that's why I love Studio Ghibli movies so much. It's Hayao Miyazaki talks about how he'll look out the window and see just different roofs out in the distance of buildings and be like, what if you could jump and run and jump from one roof to the next and then go to the next roof and then see the beautiful thing that lies beyond that? And just looking around him and seeing the stories that are existing just around him and the things that he cares about, like the environment and love, human relationship, the meaning of life, and the joy and beauty of life. And put that into the story. And I think that in part is, and it's all like hand animated, which does take a lot of time. I think that in part is why those films maybe took a really long time, because there's so much love and care put into them. And each one just like is a masterpiece. I haven't seen every single Studio Ghibli movie, but the ones that I have seen, they have been so good and super inspiring. And they've just helped me in so many ways. Like I've done an episode before, leave that in the show notes, about Kiki's Delivery Service and how it relates to burnout and art block, and Howl's Moving Castle and how that relates to imposter syndrome and losing sight of what's really important. And also just all of them have this inner message of just appreciate the little moments in life, like those calm moments of making ramen or making, I just walked through a spider web, Spider-Man, making that like milk honey drink from Ponyo, just sitting on your porch watching it rain, those little moments. And I think those pauses, I think that's something that Japanese filmmakers and Studio Ghibli and Hayao Miyazaki do really well, is having a lot of pause and pauses and times of just silence in movies. Like when Chihiro in Spirited Away gets on the train that rides on the water, and she's just sitting on there with no face, and they're just kind of living in that moment. And I think there's so much value that can come from doing that in our own lives and just seeing the beauty that is around us. Like we've been playing with my cousin, Settlers of Catan, and just enjoying that moment and living in it and taking all you can out of it. Because it's easy with social media. Like, I'm definitely not perfect with that. Keeping it in check, because it can infiltrate and kind of sneak in and get into every part of your life. And then you're not fully invested 100% in the moment and the thing that you're doing, and you miss things. You miss the things that are really important. Yeah, and there's just a lot that you may miss out on. And there's so many beautiful things in life that it's a shame if you miss out on that. And I've been trying to put that into action. It's easy to say it, but then to put it into action. So some of the things that have really helped me is just living purposefully and making decisions and just doing those things rather than thinking and waiting super long on something, like with even with like projects and stuff, but even just like with going on this walk, just being like, hey, I needed to go on a walk, and now that's what I'm doing. And you're doing it and you're in it, and then it's easier to keep doing it. That can be a good thing or a bad thing. I've seen that with getting back into playing the guitar and the piano, is just picking it up and then starting to play it. And then you can get so much from that. You can go so much further. If you're like, hey, I'm just going to play this guitar for like 5 seconds, or play like a quick song that I've been memorizing, but then you're like, hey, I need to practice this more. You can get more into that. So it just, it has dividends, and it just gives so much back to you, which is really cool. I'm also, now I'm walking by these woods. I call them the Lost Woods. It's kind of bittersweet because there used to be a lot more of them here at the end of my street. And now there's a road through it, which is nice because you can get somewhere faster. But you lost some of the woods. And I had a lot of cool adventures in these woods, running through them and exploring. Also just going camping, and like I said before, I grew up in, I was in Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts. I was even a Tiger Scout, which, if you know, that's like starting when you're like 6 or something, or 7. But it taught me a lot about appreciating the things that are around me, taking care of nature and the environment, which I think is one reason why Studio Ghibli resonates so deeply with me. It's something that I care about as well. And just spending time out in nature, because it's creation, God's creation that he created for us, something that can inspire us and be there for us to teach us things, like the time that goes into growing a tree, but the strength that that tree receives in that time. And I think one of the reasons why I really love camping so much is in part because of scouts, but in that, just you're able to access and connect with people on a deeper level when you're camping. It's kind of like these guards go down, these shields, these defenses, even if they're things that we inadvertently or don't know that we are putting up, those go down and we're able to connect with people. I think it might be because you get so tired. but also you focus on what's really important. You're building a fire with your own two hands and roasting marshmallows, cooking things just with fire. Not having really any electricity or internet. Just being able to live in that moment and maybe make like cobbler or something with a Dutch oven. I did that a couple of times. That was really awesome. But those moments where you see that time with people, and I think people is what's important, the people that are around you, the people that are there. So I've tried to work that into my stories, and because it's really helped me a lot, and it's been an inspiration to me. And I hope that it teaches people and helps people to go out there and go camping and experience nature and just walk around in a forest or go on a hike up a mountain or go to a waterfall. Because like right now there's so much media and things that are just bombarding us. And it's important that we find focus in the thing that's always been here, the thing that's been here longer than any of us, the nature and creation that's been here. And yeah, it's interesting. I don't know for any of you others out there that are creatives or writers or artists, animators, 3D artists, programmers even. There's this inherent desire that we have within us. I think all people have it, to create and to make something that is our own and that can inspire people. Like the things that have inspired us, the things that have been created for us that have blessed us and helped us and bolstered us up, that we can be some part in that. I think we all have that desire. And I've reached a part in my walk where I run. I'm trying to get more into running, but I have kind of like a little bit of asthma, so, but it's good to run. Oh, dogs. Not wearing flip-flops. That's fine. Out of breath now, but yeah, there's cool things coming that I've been trying to work on. I recently reached 200 subscribers on the YouTube channel, so that's super awesome. And I've been putting the podcast episodes there as well, and man, I have to keep like stopping recording and starting recording because like things are going off and I'm like, oh man, this is crazy. But anyway, I wanted to close this episode with sharing a part of one of the stories I'm working on for Tanuki Hero. So here we go. Chapter 1, The Return. The moonlight penetrated brightly into a lonely train station, casting long shadows across the cold, hard ground. A bright young figure sat silently in the moment, holding to a cold backpack in his arms. He closed his eyes as his messy strawberry hair blew across his face with a gentle breeze. The young boy was Toad. He sat accompanied by the large backpack, with a plushie sitting on top, a suitcase covered in stickers upright on the ground, and his coat draped over the bench. He breathed in deeply as light flooded the scene and the train pulled into station. Toad now sat on the warm train, though not warm in a comforting way, more in a sickly, moist warmth kind of way. He was on his way to visit his longtime friends that he hadn't seen in a while. Quite a while. He looked out the window, longing for the times of the past. His brother would be there too, Ice. It's been a long while since he last saw him. How long had it been, Toad wondered. He couldn't remember. As the train pulled into the city, the scenery abruptly changed from desolate valleys to bright lights, neon signs, and steam shooting up from various places around him. Toad's eyes became heavy as he drifted away momentarily into a daydream. He was surrounded by his friends again, but all of them much younger. His head up against something, he reached behind and felt the familiar couch cushion supporting him. He was sitting on the floor up against the futon, signature in a long night couch gaming sessions. The games had just finished. One of his friends stood tall on top of the futon, his dark curly hair covering his eyes. Meph. He reached to a plate of desserts below as he looked Toad in the eyes and shouted as if in a battle cry, "Chaos! Swiss roll!" Meph launched an oversized cinnamon roll into Toad's face. Toad was sent abruptly back to his surroundings on the dismal train. He raised up his hand as a snack cart passed by and spoke up. "One cinnamon roll, please. The biggest you got." So that's a little snippet into the story. If you guys enjoyed that, like, let me know. I'd love to hear from you guys and hope you guys have a good night. I'm going to peace out and hopefully get some sleep. Thank you guys. And the call to adventure is to try something new. If there's something that you've been wanting to do, try working on that thing. Even if it's just in a small way, like with this I wanted to start, telling my stories in a more audio visual way. So this is just a little snippet of that. And that air conditioning is really funny. I mean, loud. the AC went out, so it's been really hot. So that's why, kind of why, one of the reasons I went for a walk. So anyway, see you guys later and try something new. If there's something you've been wanting to work on, try that out, even if it's just in a small way. See you guys later. Peace.